out. The things trending on social media, Barbara Friedman is, of course, our digital content editor, and Barb's Wire happens just after 9:30 on a Monday through to Thursday. Welcome, Barbara.
Good morning. Yeah, let's just start with definitely one of the biggest stories over the last week and continuing over the weekend globally, which is the US-Gaza war protests that are spreading across universities in the United States. And it's a very, it does require a bit of scrolling and watching videos to try and get an accurate picture of what's going on. I do think that it's being presented in, depending on where people stand in this and the different media houses, it's being presented in different ways. I mean, I've watched some very, very sober and interesting videos of coming out of the Gaza encampment on Columbia University. And in particular, a very good video that I saw posted on AJ Plus, which is a Jewish professor, associate professor. His name's Joseph Harley, Department of Classics. And he gives a very measured response to what he has witnessed in the Gaza encampment. A lot of Jewish students, in fact, a lot of it's been led by Jewish students for peace, calling for a ceasefire, protesting against the U.S. involvement in funding this war by Israel, into Gaza. And he just explains it in a way that I think is worth watching. There have been incidents outside of this. A lot of the students involved say these are not students. They are people kind of causing this kind of more, what's the word, kind of a different kind of energy, which people are calling anti-Semitic or, and so on and so forth. And they're saying that's not what they're about. So, it's one of those situations which there's so much social media coverage of this that it's quite hard.
It's the biggest threat to America's relationship with Israel at this moment.
Definitely.
And it is happening. There's a groundswell of young opinion on this matter, and it's spreading.
And a lot of students being arrested. And, obviously there's this harking back to echoes of Vietnam and the kind of protests that grew on campuses and around America during that war. And it's not something to be ignored. I think it's also, to me, whatever your views on this are, students have a right to protest peacefully, to assemble and protest peacefully and express their views. As long as there's no violence and there's no hate speech and there's no hatred and, intimidation and bullying, that is your right as a student. And we hark back to, when I was a student in the 80s at UCT, we embarked on protest after protest.
Militant action.
Well, it wasn't violent, but
I was a Trotskyite. I hated you liberals.
I know, exactly. But the point is that also, no matter how peaceful your protesting is, you can't always control what happens on the fringes. And that is true. So there would be incidences at UCT where a student would throw stones and then there'd be all this kind of terrible PR around it. And, we always tried from the sort of student leadership perspective in the SOC to kind of not go down that road. So listen, those things are not within your control, but the groundswell is happening. And, the students are demanding that the schools divest from companies they say profit from Israel's war. And this includes Microsoft, Google, Amazon. I don't know, what the outcome of this will be. But the truth is you have to take a step back and go, people do have a right to protest. What isn't okay is either anti-Semitic or anti-Muslim statements. And there have been videos showing that. Some people saying those are agents provocateurs. Some people saying there's one incident which I've watched where it seems like a Jewish group are actually saying kill the Jews almost to cause this.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think the agents provocateurs are ever present
in
this mess.
But that's true. That's true. It was true in the struggle here. It is true. It does happen.
Yeah. And I've heard some really silly positions from students who are taking up protest actions. Positions that show they have absolutely no understanding of the issues here. It is just something that is exciting and I want to be here.
And I do think that's true too. So people would be quite cross with us saying that, people who are involved in it and saying, how can you call these students privileged, whatever, with their new latest little revolutionary kafir around their head, rather than some, but
I would respond to them by saying that I'm also in conversation with lecturers at university who believe that the students have a right to...
They do, and I
agree. More balanced kind of views on that particular side. They are there.
And I'm just really reporting on what I'm seeing online. I'm not here to say this is absolutely what's happening. I'm not there. I don't know. I have to read and watch and see, as we all do.
But I do want to sound a warning. Because ignorance can keep you in the dark for a long time. When you find out the truth, you can't unlearn the truth. And so I'm really expecting a very different energy to emerge from young people taking an active interest in peace, because that's really what they're wanting.
Which is what I would want.
Yeah.
Now, the next story is a long line of these stories I have said, I've told on Barb's Wire over the years, and I just feel like I always have to update. It's yet another one of these stories about the hazards of taking the perfect selfie and how that strikes again. Now, this time, a 31-year-old tourist dies after plunging 250 feet into the crater of an active volcano while taking a selfie, posing for sunrise pictures. And I don't know how many times I've actually been on this, at this mic, telling stories about people around the world, tourists, trying to get this selfie in a very awkward position, leaning over a cliff, leaning over a sort of a wall, falling, plunging to their death, or very badly injured. And in this case, there she was on the top of this active volcano, posing for a sunrise pic, it seems. And
what's the use of trending posthumously?
No.
Don't be stupid.
Her name was Hyung Leong, and she fell into the, I'm going to pronounce this terribly, I'm sure, Jin Crater in Banyuwangi in Indonesia. And this was this month in April. According to the local media reports, she and her husband had climbed up the slope with a local guide to watch the dramatic sunrise from the volcano's rim. She posed for the picture. Her skirt got caught, caused her to stumble. She fell backwards over the edge of the crater in front of her husband. And it took them a couple of hours to actually find her body. They had to go all the way down with stretchers and bring her body back. And that was the end of her, you know, and her sunrise pictures. And I just want to say to people, really, don't do that. Please.
Duh.
You know, I know, I don't want to be rude because I know she is
deceased. People are stupid in pursuit of this.
And, you know, I'm not going to talk about this. I mean, historically, you know, they call them the Darwin Awards, you know, these people who sort of evolution is, you know, managing to...
Darwin Awards.
Yeah, to eradicate because they do these really silly things. And I really
I believe evolution can go backwards too. Okay, right.
And then finally, another story in a long line of these stories, which is just so funny. We always seem to be telling stories about snakes on various methods of transport. We've had snakes on the plane. We've had snakes on the wherever. And now we've obviously got snakes on a train. So this is a story that's gone viral on TikTok. And it's a little video of a passenger bringing two snakes onto a New York City subway. Two huge, and actually in this Daily Mail article on it, they call them ginormous snakes, which is just a word I think is so great. A Burmese python, and the other is a ball python. And honestly, if you see the video, it's a very short video. These are massive snakes. And these dudes are sitting on the subway with the snakes on their lap, chilled. The one is actually kind of like half asleep. And the faces of the passengers around... One woman looks like maybe she thinks this is the end of her life is nigh, but the rest look pretty like unperturbed, because I think on the New York City subway, you see it all. So this was actually quite a funny social media story. It got hundreds of thousands of views in a few hours, and TikTok reactions. The lady in the back be questioning her entire life, one user jokingly points out, because she's like, her face is like... Not sure what to make of it. Others like looked away.
Yeah.
But the snakes look very cool. They look very chilled, and they look very like they don't look like they're going to do anything to anyone.
Happy they don't have to walk off.
Happy they don't have to slither home.
Thank you, Barbara Friedman. That's Barb's Wire. Catch it right here just after 9:30, Monday through to Thursday. The crazy stuff that the world gets caught up in.